Proclamation number 0412 of 12th of May, 1938. Cycle of things. Rhythm. 3 times sun effect. One of the peculiarities of the day is also the eventful and extensive and extremely regulated effects of the natural forces on both humans and the animal world. It is a cycle of all things predetermined by the divine will as a basis, according to which now each being is always subjected to the same events and everything regulates itself, which would be of great consolation to humans, if they had directed their attention to it only a little. Just as everything in the universe is subject to a certain rhythm, so too all events in life are animated by the same rhythm, so that an unmistakable rule of the eternal Godhead can already be seen from it. Although you follow all your actions of your own free will, a certain regularity can always be recognized, and always repeats the same thing at certain intervals, quite obviously and sometimes also hidden, but clearly visible to the person thinking about it, whether on a small or large scale. Everything is based on the divine order, therefore it is natural that the eternal Godhead knows about the smallest world events and that every event is necessary for the development of the whole. If man would regard the whole natural life in this sense, then he could not at all avoid to take note of the all-directing and wise ruling deity. Because no earthly ruler, however wise, can influence a natural event. This is the sole responsibility of the ruler of the universe, who from eternal times has given his laws to nature and all that arises in it. The sun's effect is different 3 times a day. In the morning, at noon and in the evening. Its power acts on the living beings in a different way each time. In the morning, it practically awakens everything that sleeps. It raises leaves and flowers, grasses and stalks and provides them with the strength to go through the daily stage of development, to grow and flourish. At midday the power of the sun is so increased that it is an invigorating effect on all creatures, as long as they are still growing. It then drives everything to the highest activity and thus in turn promotes the development of all living beings on earth. But by evening, its light is already extremely mild, charitably touching everything and of mild luminous and warm power. And yet even this slow decline of the activity is wisely arranged to prevent the transition from the heat of the day to the coolness of the night from being felt so suddenly by all that lives on earth. Likewise man must move in his so ordered cycle of all things, directed according to God's wisdom and will, and these regular repetitions of all events are the pointers to the rule of the eternal Godhead and an indication that man is therefore an inserted link in the chain that is passed through all eternities, forged by the Divine Master himself. Amen.